Tayshia Stevens. The Senate approves hundreds of military promotions after a Republican senator ended a blockade of nominees.
In a single stroke, the Senate approved 425 military promotions after Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama ended a months-long blockade of nominations over his opposition to Pentagon abortion policy. Tuberville had been under pressure from members of both parties to end his holds as senators complained about the toll it was taking on service members and their families and on military readiness. The action came hours after Tuberville said he's not going to hold the promotions any longer. He said holds would continue, however, for about 11 of the highest-ranking military officers. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration continues to make the case for additional aid to Ukraine.
The White House warns Congress that the U.S. will run out of funding to send weapons and assistance to Ukraine by the end of 2023. President Biden is requesting some $61 billion in additional aid. But House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republicans insist on border policy changes in this country as part of any Ukraine assistance bill.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Speaker Johnson tells fellow Republicans that sweeping changes to U.S. border policy will be their hill to die on in negotiations over President Biden's nearly $106 billion package for Ukraine and Israel. The next GOP presidential debate's coming up tonight. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be on stage. Number of job openings hit a two-year low in October. The Labor Department reported just over 8.7 million vacancies for the month. This is SRN News. The Christian legal group Liberty Council launches its annual Friend or Foe campaign. It's designed to protect religious celebrations of Christmas in public places and in public schools. Spokesman Matt Staver says if Christians don't defend their religious freedom, future generations will suffer.
What kind of a message will that send to those young people? That message will be, God is off limits. It's a dirty word. You need to keep your faith out of your life and put it in some closet somewhere.
And that will have consequences for America in years to come.
Those little kids, those children, those high schoolers, they end up becoming our future leaders. And you know what? They're going to be policymakers, and they're going to remember the policy that they learned because we were silent. That's why we cannot remain silent.
If Christmas is being censored in your school or neighborhood, visit lc.org for free legal help. That's lc.org. This is SRN News. Closing arguments are heard in the government court case aimed at grounding JetBlue's proposed purchase of Spirit Airlines.
The trial in the Justice Department lawsuit against the merger is nearing its conclusion in federal court in Boston. The Justice Department argues the proposed $3.8 billion merger would harm consumers by eliminating Spirit and its cheaper base fares, leaving fewer options for travelers on a budget. JetBlue says it needs to grow to compete with larger airlines. There is no jury. The case will be decided by U.S. District Judge William Young. Rich Thomason reporting.
A federal court in Arizona is dismissing a lawsuit claiming former President Trump should not be allowed on the state's ballot next year. The judge said the lawsuit was dismissed because it lacks standing to bring a claim. More at SRNnews.com.